Welcome to Shom Achshav and Adam Shkis Panzer Loi Nishmas Yam Yaakov Shalom Le'abas Yitzchok. We're holding in Soito Daf Yud Beis. The Gemara Amud Beis brings two opinions. When Moshe Rabbeinu was in the Yor, what the Malachim daven for him? One opinion says that that day was Vav Sivan, and that would be the day of Matan Torah, and they daven to Hashem that this person, Moshe, will be the one receiving Torah. The second opinion says that was Chof Aleph Nisan, the day of Kriyas Yamsuf, and that will be the day that Moshe Rabbeinu is going to say Shira Layam, and that will be the reason for him to be saved. The Chidah in the Sefer Pnei Dovid Parshas B'Shalach brings a beautiful word in the name of the Prichodosh that it says in the Pasuk in Shira Sayam, Ozi v'zimras ko v'yihili li Yeshua. So he says, the Pshat is, this is Moshe Rabbeinu saying, Ozi refers to the Torah, is the Oiz that refers to Torah. Zimras is an Indian of Shira, of Zimra. So Moshe Rabbeinu says, Ozi v'zimras ko, the Torah and the Shira Sayam, v'yihili Yeshua. That's what saved me from being in the Nile, from being in the Yor, because that's what the Malachim said, that's the schus of Moshe Rabbeinu to be able to be saved. But a simple question here is, and this is the Ben Yehoyada brings the question, Mimonoshach, if the Malachim were saying the Moshe Rabbeinu is going to be the one receiving Torah, or Moshe Rabbeinu will be the one to sing Shira Sayam, so he's not going to be hurt in being in the Yor. What about the Malachim say? Let's say Moshe Rabbeinu from dying, because he's going to be the one saying Shir Sayam, he's going to be the one receiving Torah. But if you know he's going to say Shir Sayam, you know he's going to receive Torah, so you know he's not going to die. So what is exactly the Taina? Please let him live, because we know he's going to say it. But if he's going to say it, so that's the reason you know he's living. That means they know already he's going to be saved. So what's the tefillah over here? So the simple answer on this, as I'm bringing, is Pshat is Moshe Rabbeinu had the potential of doing that. Not necessarily he will be zoicha to it. So the Malachim are telling the Kodesh Baruch Hu, please allow this person to live. Look what will be in the future. He will be able to get to this. But maybe another way to understand this is based on the Shem Yishmuel on this Chazal. He speaks about the Medrash that says the exact same words as our Gemara. And the Shem Yishmuel goes to explain that what's the machlokes, what's the discussion over here? If we're talking about the fact that Moshe Rabbeinu should be saved because he received Torah, or because Moshe Rabbeinu is the one who is saying Shir Asayah. So the Shem Yishmuel goes to explain like this. Moshe Rabbeinu is kulu ruchni. He's completely spiritual. And that's why he overcomes the pchitus, the low grade of the chomrius of the world, of the physicality of the world. As the Maharal says in many places, water represents physicality in the world. The Maharal says that's why water in Lashon HaKodesh is always Lashon Rabim. It's always plural. It's not singular. Mayim is Lashon Rabim. So the Maharal explains that anything that which is a tsuro, which has a shape, so it's singular. It's unique. It comes to say something. The more something is chomri, meaning is material, so it's plural. It doesn't have any uniqueness. Just the whole world is full of chomri. So the Maharal says that's what mayim represents. Water represents chomri. So the Shem Yishmuel, Moshe Rabbeinu overcomes the water. Why does he overcome the water? Because he's completely spiritual. What does it mean spiritual? He connects this world to a much higher place. So the Shem Yishmuel, the discussion of the Malachim, the two opinions in the Gemara, is what is the focus on what Moshe Rabbeinu did? Because there's two Malachim. One is to take this world and to elevate it to the world above. And the other Malach is to take the world above and connect it down to this world. So Zog the Shem Yishmuel, Torah is coming from the Elyonim to Tachtoinim. You bring Torah from Shemaim down to the Arutz. So you're bringing the Elyonim down to this world. That's what Torah represents. Shira, what does Shira do? You're here in the world and you're elevating yourself to a higher place. We know in Shira Sayam, Am Yisrael elevate to the highest place possible. A person takes himself and he recognizes HaKadosh Baruch Hu in the world. He's elevating himself in this world to a higher place. So Zog the Shem Yishmuel, that's a discussion. Moshe Rabbeinu overcomes this world. But there's two different Ma'alchim. One is to bring the world above down here, and one is to bring the world down here up there. I saw that Ein Elyo brings that the discussion here depends on what's more chashuv, Torah or Tefillah. We know Gemara and Brachas brings the Machlekes. What's greater, Torah or Tefillah? So according to this, it's the same thing. Torah is bringing things from up there down to here. Tefillah is the elevation of this world to the world above. That's how the Shemishmul and the Achronim explain the discussion over here in the Malachim. Baal Kolpani, we have an answer to the Ben Yoyoda's question. Because the idea of Moshe Rabbeinu overcoming the Yor is not that the Malachim is saying, well, because eventually he will get to that, that's why he should be Zoiche, to be saved in the Yor. But we're talking about here why Moshe Rabbeinu is stronger from all the forces of this physical world. The Mitzrayim thought that they're going to come and be able to overcome Moshe Rabbeinu with water. Moshe Rabbeinu is the exact opposite of water. Moshe Rabbeinu is completely spiritual, and he's the exact opposite of water, which is completely chomri. That's why he's called Minamayim Shasiu. That's the name of Moshe Rabbeinu. So Moshe Rabbeinu, but in essence, he is much greater than the powers of this world. That's what the Malachim are saying. They're not saying, because of the schus of the Hasid, let's give him now the power to be saved. But they're just expressing why Moshe Rabbeinu is so much greater than this force in this world that is trying to overcome him. And it's either it's expressed by the fact that he does Shir Sayam, or is expressed by the fact that he's going to get Torah to Am Yisrael. Anyone who wants to join the Shomachshava email list, or what's the group, please email shomachshava@gmail.com.